I said, I think you know why I'm here.
Well, to be honest, I have been half expecting to hear from you.
I bet you have.
But you don't want to talk about Helen.
Well, never mind her. What's the big idea changing the access code on the station?
Are you accusing me?
You bet your bum I am.
I haven't been to the station for some time now,
Frank. Don't fool with me. You've got the computer know-how and the gear to meddle with whatever you want without leaving this house.
No, Frank. Even I'm not that good.
Don't play dumb.
Sorry, Frank. I'd have to actually go there in person to change the access code.
Okay. So you did go there and change it, eh?
So that's your problem, isn't it? You can't get into the station.
You know I can't.
I do now. Well, your worries are over. If anyone can get you in, I can.
Good. Right, get in the car.
I'll hold your horses, Frank. It's a delicate process. I'll need to get some equipment together.
Yeah, well, how long will that take?
A couple of hours. And, of course, this is going to cost you.
Fine. I'll meet you at the hotel at 7:30, and you better be there.
Don't worry. I'm looking forward to this little challenge. In fact, in spite of your unpleasant demeanor, it should be fun.
What are we doing out here, Thompson?
It's a beautiful day. I thought you could use some exercise.
Well, don't play those games with me, Thompson.
I don't know if you're ready for the whole truth.
Thompson?
Well, maybe I can't remember.
Cut it out.
Just thought I'd give you a taste of your own medicine. We're looking for that back door.
To the station.
Oh, way to keep up, Matt. You're making real progress.
And when you find it, you can open it. Now watch you get fried.
Now that's the whole point in finding it, so that neither of us gets fried.
Well, you better be right.
Okay, now the station's up that way, so any rear entrance would have to be in this area here.
Well, there's a cave near here. It's where we used to bury our ancestors.
So it must be a tapu site.
Yeah.
And I bet it's on a gravitational anomaly.
Which means the station is too.
Oh, show me this cave.
So that's your business, Mr. Buchan?
Ah, well, we'll see.
This sure was a good latte. Tastes like coffee.
Shit, you've got a lot of land, boy.
I was doing my best.
So, how far have you gotten with Marta?
I've got a plan.
Well, it'd better pay off.
Oh, it will, Mr. Buchanan. And I was wondering if I could get an advance.
Yeah? What for?
Need some cash.
Well, you can come and talk to me if your plan works.
Oh, deal.
Now, don't forget to meet me in the pub at 7:30.
Oh, no worries.
The entrance is behind those bushes.
Phew, that's interesting.
What?
Well, look at this runoff. You can see where the water has channeled its way down to the beach. Where does that water come from?
Probably from these drains.
What drains?
Here, by the entrance to the cave.
It doesn't look like a natural formation to me.
Well, of course it's not. It's made out of concrete.
How long has that been there?
Not long. Never seen it before.
I think we just found our back door.
Now what?
Let's go.
No, not now. It's too dangerous. We'll go tonight.
Why?
I'm not ready to hear this.
Mata, come on.
This could be the lair of the Taniwha.
Oh, no. Is that still after me?
Are you still alive?
Aww.
Oh, look, you'll be fine so long as you keep your tongue on. We'll go in tonight while it's out hunting. You can get some sleep now and I'll meet you at the pub at 7:30.
What are you going to do?
Pray.
Clayborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.